Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well,
who said that?
What? You're okay?
Yeah.
And Becky's here.
All right, we'll call this regular school board meeting to order. Irene, will you please determine a quorum?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren.
You will be late.
Mara Lutomski.
Here.
Cheryl File.
Unsure.
Jay Lister.
I'm here.
Katie Holmland.
Here.
Maria Blunt.
Here.
All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move that we approve tonight's agenda as written. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Our first item on the agenda is a student presentation. We have Miss Martin here today. She is a second grade teacher in the elementary school, and she'll be presenting a video presentation about the brain. Do you want to give us an intro before?
Sure. We start the beginning of second grade discussing the parts of the brain, their functions, and how that helps us learn. So that during the year when we're moving our bodies and we're singing and we're creating pictures and we're using our words, they understand why I'm asking them to use those learning modalities. And it supports a lot of what Rachel Etcher does with her program in the counseling classes that she teaches. So these are the second graders summarizing some of the things they learned.
I could touch my brain. What will it feel like? It'll feel like oatmeal, soft, squishy, and warm.
How is the cap inside your brain?
They both weigh about like 3.5 pounds. How is the bullet shaped like a brain?
It is like a brain because the shell is like the skull and the inside is beyond. But it reminds me of the brain. And it has convoluted on it.
And it's two hemispheres.
Where is the limbic system?
Right here.
What does it do?
It tells you how to respond and how to feel.
Where is the brain stem?
Right here.
What does it do? It helps you blink. It helps you your heartbeat, and it helps you breathe, and it's responsible for your survival. Thank you.
Where is the corpus callosum?
The corpus callosum is shown in purple, and it sends messages back and forth to hemispheres.
Corpus callosum messenger.
What is the sign about?
Right here.
What does it do?
It helps your muscles know what to do and help you every tip.
Cerebellum, 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 what's your job? I help you move. I'm coordinating moves. I tell your muscles what to do and help rote memory too.
Where's the sweet bun?
The cerebrum is the jungle part.
What is its job?
The cerebrum's job is to direct thoughts and actions. It feeds information to the cortex.
Cerebrum, yum.
Where's the cortex? The cortex is the coding lead bone. It is the peel that covers the cerebrum and is your creative thinking and problem solving.
Cortex thinking cap.
Big money in
meaning. Attention gate open.
Feeling gate closed.
Feeling gate closed.
Message not received.
Thank you, Ms. Martin, for preparing that for tonight's meeting. I'd like to recognize that Cheryl File and Sarah Holmgren have arrived, so we have the full board here tonight. All right, we will move into the student representative report. Ms. Maria Funt, tell us what's going on at the school.
Well, we're pretty busy. The ASB raised $264 for the Mountain View Manor patio project and with a 50-50 raffle during the homecoming games, I believe. One of the projects that we're working on now is a kind of a movement to help police interaction with students. So we're beginning to work with the Petersburg Police Department to help create positive relationships between students and police officers. Oftentimes, there are not many positive interactions between the police and students. We hope to be working with the chief of police to come up with solutions to create positive interactions. We are also looking to install a few hand dryers in the high school. So the ASB is continually looking to make PHS a more eco-friendly school. Our newest idea is to bring Dyson hand dryers to two of our bathrooms in the high school. We'd like to experiment and see how we can reduce paper towels use in the school. The ASB is also is in the final stages of amending the Constitution. The ASB is going to present a video to the student body about the changes made to the Constitution. The biggest change to the Constitution includes having a general election to elect five individuals. With these five individuals, there will be a rotating position for president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and sergeant of arms. This is to encourage participation in the government and to avoid resume padding. This will also teach all individuals on the council to be able to experience the roles of all five positions. Five individuals may be selected from all four grades. This is pending proposition with and will be presented to the student body in the coming weeks. Yes, that's it.
And what are those five positions?
So it's the president, the vice president, the secretary, the treasurer, and the sergeant of arms.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Funt? All right. Irene, is there any correspondence?
No, there is not.
Are there any comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Are there any comments from the audience related to agenda items? Any comments from board members?
Maybe I'll say it at the end, but is swimming canceled for the week? Because of...
I'll give you an update.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I believe so. If you listen to the radio.
Oh, they just I haven't been able to today, but... Okay.
Yeah, I think they did. An update.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move into the consent agenda. I move that we approve the consent agenda, which includes... December 2019 monthly accounting report, bills, payroll, and electronic fund transfers, ASB trial balance, and P-card statements in the amount of $840,216.58. The December 10th, 2019 regular board meeting minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Cheryl. Roll call vote, Irene, please.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutonsky?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Katie Holmlin.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Maria Funt.
Yes.
All right, moving into administrative reports, we will start off with Superintendent Clupin.
Okay.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is our first time together in this beautiful, cold and crisp weather in our nice, warm library, which we're happy about. Actually, I will just start with, I actually have a few maintenance, just a couple things to mention from Dan since he's not here tonight, and he's been very, very, very busy this week already, and then I can give you a little update on what I know about the pool at this point. So a couple things from kind of over Christmas and after our last meeting. A small crew did some work over the holidays, doing some deep cleaning and some deferred maintenance items in the bathrooms, locker rooms over the holiday break. Rands McIntosh has become certified as an asbestos operations and management personnel, which is exciting because it's good to have somebody else that can do that in the district and can recognize that when he is doing a lot of the work up in our ceilings and all around in places, so he knows what to look for and what to do. So we're pleased about that and pleased to be able to offer that training to him. So he and Dan both are trained in that. Also, just some kudos. I said it earlier today on the radio during Campus Connection, but our maintenance staff has been super busy and very proactive in preparing for this blast of winter weather and the cold. So just to send out lots of kudos to Dan and Rance and the crew for everything being in tip-top shape and the buildings up and warm and ready to go and equipment functioning despite the snow and the cold, and just want to give them lots of kudos for that. Let's see. And also, I did say it today, but I want to say it again, about just how appreciative I was also of the work with DOT, Department of Transportation, and our borough staff on road plowing and getting our kids to and from school safely. Also to Power and Light for communicating with us throughout the day when we had the power outage. There was a lot of stuff going on Friday, and I felt really safe and had lots of communication, and much to the high school kids, you know, dismay, we kept them here. On Friday, I was getting a lot of lobbying. It was impressive. But anyway, we made it through the day, and yeah, anyway. As I told the high school kids, it's very difficult to release school with elementary kids. It's easier to let high school kids go because they can just kind of go. But elementary kids, we have a lot of work to do when they have to leave. So anyway, and it was safe, and power came back on, so anyway.
Kids came back at lunch.
And they did. Awesome. Very happily. I mean, they were jumping back. Anyway, let's see. So an update on the pool. So the cold weather and other issues that I think have been maybe facing the pool for a while. We are down at this point. The pool, the main pool will be... has been not functional yesterday or today. It is at this point, it will be closed until further notice. There's some issues that need to be diagnosed and researched and solved. And there's been some other work that was being done today that Dan Tate was actually helping with, just trying to get some heat up in the ambient air around there in the lobby and just in the pool in general, trying to do some work with Joe Bertagnoli and other borough staff there. I think the temperature is rising in the ambient air, which is good. We will keep you posted on that. The leisure pool, the temperature is doing okay in that part of the pool, but we're not comfortable doing it, putting the kids in there tomorrow because we don't know what it's going to look like in the morning. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And I don't know what that means moving forward at this point, and just lots of conversations right now with Steve and borough staff just about ways to move forward and some concerns about kind of maintenance and upkeep and costs and paying for things that can't be used right now and all those kinds of things. So anyway, lots of communication going on.
Is it affecting the temperature in the gym too then?
The gym is holding its own. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Didn't they buy a cover for that?
Yeah. There's a cover, and the cover it's a bigger issue than that. There's potentially issue with.
So, are we paying for this then? Since we're not using the pool, do we have to pay for it?
Well, those are some of the conversations we're having.
Okay.
Yeah, about how to move forward with that. So. Okay, that's what I know about that. for now. I'm sure you'll hear lots more on the radio because it's going to be a pretty big conversation. So,
sorry, I'm not supposed to. Sorry.
Cheryl's having a fit over here.
Be real.
On to some other news. Nick Hansen, the Alaska Ninja Warrior, will be here this coming week. He arrives on Sunday. He'll be here on Sunday, hopefully in the snowstorm. And then he'll be in the buildings and around town Monday, Tuesday, leaving Wednesday morning. He's going to do some work with our Kinderskog. He's going to be in our classes doing 20th. Native Youth Olympics. And 20th.
The 20th.
Yep.
Neat.
He'll be doing Native Youth Olympics with our kids. He will be talking about his story, sharing his story related to his journey to becoming a ninja warrior and all the things about his life and how he ended up there, about goal setting and doing your best and being a good community member and all of those kinds of things. And he is from Unalakleet. He still lives there. He does all these other things, but he very much is a part of his community in Unalakleet. So we are excited to have him here. Some of us in this group and actually in the audience here, various administrators and board members have seen him, met him, heard him. He's a very real person. He has a great message. He's got an interesting story, a very challenging story about overcoming lots of things, and he has got energy.
There's a community gym night with him as well then?
Yes, Monday? So another plug, not Monday. So Monday there will be some time for kids to have kind of open gym and open time with him after school on Monday.
For kids only.
And then he's going to be bopping around also to different practices and things that are going on that afternoon and evening. So, like, if there's some younger wrestlers, volleyball, that kind of thing, he's going to bop around. And then on Tuesday night, for the community to know, we're going to have a presentation discussion, maybe some activity out in the gym floor at 6:30 Tuesday night in the high school gym. Nick will be doing his kind of his presentation and discussion, and we are building a warp wall on Sunday afternoon when he gets to town with some kids. If you don't know what that is, you need to Google it. So the warp wall on Ninja Warrior Challenge. If you've never seen it, it's pretty awesome. So thank you to Mr. Owens for helping to coordinate the materials for that, and we are going to build a warp wall. It's going to be awesome,
and then it's ours.
We are also offering a little spaghetti dinner to people who want to stop by around 6 before that event. And Nick will be in our new cafeteria. And our amazing Carly Johnson is going to be making some moose meat spaghetti. We're going to have some dinner if you want to stop by and meet with Nick. And then we'll have the presentation and all of that in the gym. So it'll be a fun night. Come see us Tuesday night. We'll have more information out on the radio and post it on Facebook and emails and all of that good stuff. So we're excited about that. And that is in partnership, the way we are funding that through some of our Indian education funds and also through our 1801 grant, which was a kind of that offshoot of the Healthy Living grant. So with Ginger Evans and Carly Johnson McIntosh that are overseeing that. So we're excited about that. I am leaving tomorrow morning for CERC board meetings in Juneau. I return on Saturday, so that's the group that we work with, the Regional Resource Center. I'm also attending another half-day webinar when I get off the plane tomorrow about the pre-filed legislation for the reading bill and early childhood education. There's a task force that's working on some things there, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming out here in the next week or two, so we'll see how that all goes. But lots of things happening in the legislature. What else is happening? We're going to talk about math curriculum here in a little bit, and I think we're looking towards a curriculum steering committee meeting probably in February to talk about some other possible scenarios with credits and science credits and some other exciting things coming. So curriculum steering is, curriculum is Katie. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Katie again about those dates.
And I heard that we now have a student rep on the curriculum committee?
There
is. Or was
that
just Matt?
No, I think she's our rep this year.
Not our official rep. She's the junior. Okay, well,
She's the junior class president.
Oh, okay.
Unless she would know. So and we always, when we didn't, it was the curriculum steering rep just didn't have anybody run for it. And then I don't think they did last year. So we usually ask someone from the ASB to do it. And Lydia loves me.
Great.
So she was just the mask.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So
and she's on the ASB as the president. So
maybe it'll be Maria.
Maria.
Okay. All right. Great.
That's all I have. All right. Elementary principal's report, Ms. Heather Cobb.
Principal Cobb. Principal Cobb.
All right. Good evening. We finished up in December. We made it. We did our Christmas concert on December 18th, got to use the auditorium. It was fabulous. We were singing hippo songs through the whole entire Christmas break. On December 20th, the 22nd, I believe, a magazine came out, and it was the Alaska Directors That Make a Difference. It's the magazine School Bands and Orchestra. And Dan Sullivan was published in the Alaska Directors That Make a Difference. He was the only one in Alaska, and he had a nice little article about him and just about directors who make a difference in our lives and in students' lives. So he was nominated by students and their parents. So we are not really sure who, but... He definitely made a difference in their lives, and he got nominated for Alaska, so that's pretty awesome. We started prior to the kids starting, so the in-service day that was in January 6th, last Monday, loved the idea. The transition was a really great transition for us, just to transition back. We got a lot of work done. I think the middle school and high school had something different that they were working on. We were working on more grade level, and we have been doing training a little bit differently. So we're doing an ed camp through the month of January, and so January 6th was able to start us off with that ed camp and the different topics that we've really wanted to discuss and grow on professionally. School started that next day, Tuesday, January 7th. The kids, they were excited to come back, I think. They were really excited. You could feel the buzz in the air as they came in. This week, we're working on map testing. That is our main focus this week, getting through the map testing. We also have Kelly Demko, who applied to go to the state, and she's up in Anchorage, and she is looking into the Alaska State Science Standards, and she is looking at them in regards to the PEAK testing and how we're going to incorporate these into the PEAKs testing. We have just a few things that are coming up. The junior achievement lesson that is being put on, Sierra from Wells Fargo, I think we talked about this in November. She has come as a volunteer to the school and offered her services for K-12. The fourth grade jumped on this, and Sierra and Bennett McGrath came in, and they taught fourth grade for a whole entire day. Bennett was, she was like, I was up at 2:00 in the morning. How could you guys do this on a daily basis? You know, she was up at 2 a.m. looking over her lesson plans, making sure she had everything in order. And then she was on the spotlight all day long, and they loved it. It was just really social studies, history, just really, a really good experience for these kids. And they had two different teachers that came in to the classroom for the day to teach about outside community entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So the fourth grade started it, and now we have everybody wanting to do it. So she's ordered kits, and we will have more volunteers that are coming into the classroom. She orders the kits, she sets up the day, she sets up the volunteers to come in. They come in, they volunteer for the whole day in the classroom, and they teach the students age-appropriate stuff about entrepreneurship. So we also have... we have that coming up with all grade levels. And then we have an RTI conference that we... there's seven of us going, so January 24th and 27th, those are our flying days. It's a Friday and a Monday, and we will be in conferences on Saturday and Sunday, and then working outside of that conference time on some of our own RTI building affiliated stuff. Just a reminder that Lee's Clothing has an account set up for school shoes donations. So if anyone is looking for donations or to put some money somewhere, that is a great spot to go. We have been using that quite a bit just because it is cold outside and we still have kiddos come in Crocs and flip-flops sometimes to school. The just another reminder that the borough is in charge of sanding our street and the crosswalks. The school is putting the melt and the salt out on the sidewalks and the front entrance of our building. And just be super careful when walking the track or anywhere around the track right now. Nothing is being done out back. So for sanding wise, just be super careful. If anybody's out there walking around trying to get their exercise, just be careful. On another note, we are still in need of substitute teachers and paraprofessionals. I believe that this month in January, we have 2 substitute teachers that are in town for January. So I know that we didn't have a sub for some of our teachers at the high school the other day. And we are always looking for hallway reading volunteers. And we have special chairs for those volunteers to come on in and read with us. But that's it. Do you guys have any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Middle school, high school principals report. Principal Rick Dormer.
Sorry, Heather, let me be a hallway reading volunteer. That sounds really fun.
I meet the kids very often in the high school. They seem to always walk away when I start reading a book next to them. Good evening. Yeah, back in January, and we're back at it. Yeah, we had a great, the in-service day was really nice. This was for the high school, it's more of a work day because they transition between semester one and semester two, which is a really large transition for them, obviously, and just doing kind of the big ones twice a year instead of 4 times a year at the quarters or 3 times like the elementary school. But it's really useful. And the middle school got together and spent the morning kind of talking and planning and really a lot of stuff about student supports and some adding some extra sports for some kids and working on some behavior I won't say issues, just maybe challenges with some students, but overall very positive and got some things going there. So that was very useful for the in-service day. That Tuesday, as Heather said, seemed more energetic than I expected for the Tuesday after break. So maybe that Monday helps. I mean, I don't think my kids got up early on Monday. I don't think they got up early till Tuesday. So I don't know, but the kids seemed lively on Tuesday and Wednesday, didn't they, compared to a mm-hmm. typical Monday back? And I know that staff sure kind of gave them a day to kind of get the bus rolling again, especially in the cold. So it's good. It's a good day. Just a quick note, if people ask about the middle school, it's cold outside and we do have our outside recess. Monday we stayed inside and we did go outside today, but we have this cool new cafe, which is nice. It does seat a bunch of kids. So we allowed students the opportunity to stay in, sit quietly with their friends and kind of stay inside if they were not comfortable going outside. So we're still adventuring the cold. We are Alaskans, but at the same time, it's pretty cold out there. It's a little uncomfortable. So, and some kids, we had actually several kids on Monday that wore their full gear and they were very disappointed. We're inside. So those kids were excited today and the other kids could still be comfortable. So people ask, and I think we'll continue to kind of alternate, right, Mr. Grohl? Yeah. Yeah. It was great today. Yeah, he was outside with him. He's tough, tougher than I am. I stayed inside.
All the middle schoolers that wear sweatshirts.
A couple of them wearing sweatshirts, and they swear. And again, they're Alaskan kids. They know what they're doing. But we're not allowing kids in shorts and t-shirts, which some days kids will try that. So. Children. I remember being tough like that. As Heather said, the state science, just a lot of teachers doing a lot of great learning things coming up in this next month. Alice Kumps is there with Kelly Demko, and they're again talking to St. Andrews with Awesome. Alice has been talking with me and our fellow science teachers there, and we are she's going to come back up with some more information, how it relates to PEAKS, but also just what the state's talking about with the next-gen science standards. And she's created I think a very fascinating doc on graduation credits requirements from a science perspective, but also look at it across the state of Alaska and also outside the state. So and the superintendent and I have just barely talked about it a little bit, and so we will bring it to the board and just start some discussions. It's all good stuff. I know Joni Johnson's been a good advocate as well as an outside source, and then, of course, Mrs. Ward and Ms. Day. So good stuff. right after that rolling. She said the RTI conference, our own Tim Shemway is joining the wonderful elementary staff. Thank you for adopting him for a week. He's actually going to go up a week early and also do some MAP training and meetings up there in Anchorage as we continue to MAP. He's someone who had done MAP in his previous district, so kind of came in as an expert, and he's been great that way. So we're talking about MAP testing. And then even you were just waiting a few weeks after that, and then, of course, our technology is with the ASTI conference coming. So a lot of teachers and people getting different trainings and stuff, and it's all really, really good stuff. So it's happening a lot in the next month. So just giving the board a heads up. Like I said, MAP testing is happening in the middle school and the elementary. Right now we did math today, woo, in the middle school, and then elementary's rolling. So we'll be doing that this week and trying to get everybody and get those. Again, it goes really smoothly. Our staff's really got it and rolling through that. And a lot of people ask, what about the high school? We do MAP tests in the high school. We do a fall, but we also just do a February. So the first week of February is for the high school. We do freshmen, and then we do some of our other kids, which is where we want to kind of keep a pulse on how their growing's going. They're learning at that level before they get to the ACT and the SAT and those type of tests where we have some different assessment data. So we do a little differently. That the spring assessment window is just absolutely not possible in the high school. We've tried, we've looked, we forced it once. I'm sure Maria can tell you as a experienced high school student that just the spring is so, it's just busy. So we do not do a spring MAP testing. So we push this other one a little bit later to February to give us another data point there for student learning in the high school, if people are wondering why. But the middle school will do a spring testing, and I believe the elementary will as well. Yeah. Information out there. I don't know how much this is out there. This is not me, but I want to talk about the lighting upgrade in the auditorium. Dave Berg has been championing that and some grants, and we're paying some, and it's something I've talked with Dave and other fellow users, people like Irene and the dancers and stuff, about getting those. Anyway, so that is actually scheduled and happening the very last week of January. So when people know that's going to be happening, you will see the middle school students. That auditorium is closed right after the awards. We have an awards assembly that Monday for the high school, our semester awards, which is January 27th. And then it will be closed that entire week. And then it'll reopen just in time for the movie on Friday, assuming everything goes smoothly, and Dave thinks it will. So, but I want people to know they're going to see some stuff going on around the auditorium for that last week. Again, I am not a big hand in. I believe our Dan Tate's been talking a lot with Dave and working on it. But that is really cool. It's really needed. And again, if you want to see some historical plugs, you should go up and look at the lights before they take them out. They are heavy. They are hot, right? They buzz. And those plugs are like... like my grandmother's house. They remind me of all the outlets when I was in my grandma's house. Don't touch that, Ricky. And be like, they're just old. I know. Thank you for making me feel old about my grandmother.
86.
Yeah. But it's much needed. So, again, I guess I'm saying thanks to Dave and Dan for getting this going. And the auditorium will be closed for a week and be ready for that movie. Also great fun stuff for kids. Spelling Bee and Geography Bee are coming. So those are fun. Be watching for those spelling packets. If that's something your student may be interested in, we'll do classroom. Spelling Bee actually will be towards the very beginning of February, and it'll start rolling, but we want to get the packets out soon so kids can really study those words. And such a great thing. We've had students who really deep. Was that just last year, Mr. Cabral? The DD went, the arrow DD Tormer went?
Yes, DD Spelling Bee last year.
That was last year as an eighth grader, and she got
six
in the state. So, I mean, we've had some kids a couple times do really well in that. So it's exciting. We have great spellers in Petersburg, so that's coming for parents for elementary and middle school. And then the GOB is coming up actually a little bit quicker than that. And that's kind of a fun thing, a different format. And we have some kids really love that. So that'll be coming up in January. So be watching for that. And then finally, like I said, we had our quarter two awards assembly in the middle school on 13th. Thanks for parents that could come. And it's fun to celebrate. Great things happening. Makoff Middle School and the kids that are really getting it done in the classroom. And then the high school awards. And that is semester one awards assembly. So they only have two of those a year. And that's on January 27th. So those are on the calendar. And hope people can come and cheer on the kids with the rest of us. And then finally, just to end on it, apparently tomorrow is a senior skip day. So I am the principal of the high school, and I'm also a father of a senior. So this is me wearing two very different hats back and forth. But I'm just, and I know we have a couple of senior parents here and a senior there, and they're all smirking at me or whatever. So I'm just putting information out there so that families can make their own decision, because that is our job, is shakes and nods and whatever. So. Anyway, it's a senior skip day. The way we deal with it in the high school is we provide a senior picnic every year, as you probably know, and that's kind of our way to say we want to provide one that everyone can go to, and we organize it, and we pay for the food and chaperones. It's usually a really fun day, and that's kind of our little unwritten deal that we'd say, please don't do skip days because of all the reasons of teachers are planning curriculum, it starts senioritis. Some kids are not as on track to graduate as we'd like. We don't need to give them more excuses to miss school. How many will they have? Will it be one every week, once a month? And then the safety, there's just a lot of things with it. We know it's kind of a school tradition in High School USA, the school. But anyway, we don't obviously don't encourage them, and we do that senior picnic, but we also know that that's the decision families make. Unexcused versus skipping, again, if your kid decides, hey, and you want to call and say, my kid's not going to be there for this for school tomorrow, we legally, and again, this is not a school, this is state law that says, you know, we don't excuse except for, you know, medical things, family emergencies, that kind of stuff. So it is an unexcused, but it is not a skipping. There's not a discipline associated with it because the parents are taking their kids to handle that, and that's how it goes. What an unexcused absence means, it just means that there's something due that day, or the teacher covers a big assignment. Legally, they don't have to say, well, we'll set up extra time to cover that, because school keeps going, and if you're not here and it's unexcused, then those things don't necessarily have to be graded or collected. Sometimes they are, and that's up to the teacher's discretion. But again, as we said, school keeps going, so.
There might be some pop quizzes tomorrow.
There could be. I know one teacher emailed some kids and said, hey, those poems have to be in regardless. So that's the day. And I really thought that was great just to communicate, you know, when you hear stuff like this. And so we do that again. Our job is we are not trying to discipline. We just want them to know the school keeps rolling along and that we have a lot of fun things ahead. But we also have a lot of time before seniors graduate. And this comes up every year. So that is information for them to make a decision. And overall, whatever happens, I hope everyone is safe. Any questions for me? Thank you, Marie, for just continuing to smirk at me.
Director of Activities Report, Mr. Jamie Cabral. Nice radio interview.
Thank you.
With not our radio station.
With not our radio station.
It was great.
Yeah, it was. There was three of us, Ron Gleason from Angoon, and Troy and Craig just talking about how the ferries impact activities, travel, and everything else. So I actually just got a call from somebody up in Anchorage today, too. So, yeah, it was good. They are Alaska Marine Highway and Alaska Airlines working great with us and every other travel company as much as they can. And we've had the ferry for 50 years, so it's kind of uncharted waters in what we're in right now, too. So it's difficult, but we keep plugging along. And winter activities is in full swing. If you were not able to check out our Pixalot is awesome. It's fantastic. It really is wonderful. Just fantastic. And there's actually more schools looking into it than actually asking us their input and everything else. So
we have a different name
for the Pixalot?
I don't know. Pixalot isn't self-explanatory.
No.
Like when you just say it.
Should we name it like Roger?
It actually is kind of a negative.
Roger. We could have a naming contest and ask the kids.
It pixels a lot.
Yeah.
It pixels a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. It is the camera system.
The camera system in the gymnasium.
Events.
It is. Yeah, phenomenal. So, middle school wrestling just got started after we got back from break, so they are rolling. Home games this weekend with Metlakatla girls. So I'm going to give you times because we have time set up. 7 p.m. Friday is the girls' varsity. We're just having varsity games this weekend. And then Saturday morning, it is at 10:30 in the morning just because of travel to get Metlakatla home a little bit quicker and just the way their travel schedules work. So you're going to see that a little more often in Southeast. The tradition of Friday-Saturday games is somewhat not conducive for travel, missed days of school, and just the way the system works. So you're going to see that a lot more. We don't have the luxury of a bus running Wednesday, drive to a school, and then come home Wednesday night and stop at Taco Bell on the way home. So I would love to stop at Taco Bell. And the boys will be in Metlakatla this weekend. And then middle school wrestling, we have our home tournament. The one and only chance to see our kids at home is on January 31st, February 1st, starting at about 5 on Friday, 9 o'clock Saturday morning, finals starting at about 5 o'clock on Saturday. That is a guesstimate because you never know what will happen at a wrestling tournament and who shows up and who makes what weight class. So, but we do have some Juno is coming. Floyd Dryden is coming down for our tournament, so they've never come down in my time. So we've got some teams coming in. So pretty cool. We've got bodies coming along all over the place.
And that will be on the Pixalot?
And that will be on the Pixalot on Roger. Roger will be rolling. Yes. Yeah, the Pixalot will be rolling. It is nice. There's a little setting on there where when you select wrestling, you pick zoom out wide lens so you can watch both mats. Pretty cool. But I don't know how it does it. So the little second camera that's on there, shoots at our scoreboard, takes whatever data it sees off our scoreboard, turns it into a little scoreboard bar on the bottom of our stream at the same time.
Like ESPN?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, we are. Yeah. I mean, we're there. So it's pretty cool. We'll see it again this weekend. So very, very cool stuff.
Thanks again, Petersburg Dental.
Yes, thanks again, Petersburg Dental Nordic House. Yeah.
And a few others.
And a few others. Yeah, it'll be great. And we'll have advertisements going up on top of there. So on the, like, the bottom left-hand side, you'll see some advertisements going on for businesses that support and everything else. So pretty cool. Questions? No? Okay. No. Fabulous. Thank you.
All right. School board committee reports. Crisis. Anything, Cheryl?
We're meeting on the 22nd.
22nd of January, 3:15?
Yep.
High school library. Curriculum, Katie?
Well, we'll be talking about it tonight, later on. Okay. But, yeah, we went over the math curriculum last week, and it was nice to have the teachers come in and run through it all. So, you know, they put a lot of time into planning all of their curriculums and really finding what fits best for our students. And I think it's important for parents to know that. It's been an extraordinary effort put in, and especially with the elementary school, with Miss Midkiffin and Miss Martin, you know, taking up the math curriculum. You know, they put the work in, they know what works best, and they are talking to their coworkers and seeing how it's working in their classrooms. So I appreciate their effort, and look forward to hearing more about it tonight and voting on it. So
great. Jay, anything with facilities?
We can meet just a little bit and talk about the different capital improvement projects and the priority of those to submit and stuff. And I think probably the big change is the roof has moved to the top of the priority list.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing the roof.
And then that was put on number 3 for the borough's priority list.
Is that the roof for this building or which one?
Yes.
Okay.
This and the BoTech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe can I ask a question on that? Other capital improvements that we've chosen, you know, that we make our list,
mm-hmm.
is different than the borough's
no,
list.
No, they're often the same. And like when we submit those, and actually we typically, we as a school district, mm-hmm. usually end up securing, you know, the 70-30 or 60-40.
Right, that's what
sooner, I guess, or quicker, whatever you want to call it, than the borough. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how. And we have received officially, and I do want to acknowledge Karen Quitzlin and Ann Tate's work on this. They're the two that really do the most work. You want to say something about that?
We have received the state's portion of funding on the middle school, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the high school entry area, the concrete.
Oh,
we have received for boiler, with the middle school, high school boiler mm-hmm. number 2, we've mm-hmm. received funds for that.
Lighting.
The underground storage tank.
Yep.
We will receive that project's
fuel
tank. I keep thinking it's a storage tank.
It stores fuel.
We call it UST under the grant, so that's part of it. We will receive funding for that. That project is just wrapping up. We also received for the LED lighting upgrade that we did in the gym.
Awesome.
We received funds for those. And then our final project that we're working on is the food service, and that will be wrapped up this year as well. So all of the projects that we've submitted for and the city has approved for grant funding will be finalized this year.
Yeah,
we've done a lot.
It's a huge amount of work for the backup and documentation and the financials. So I just really want to acknowledge Karen and Dan's work on that. They do the bulk of that work. So thank you.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And thank you, Jay, for coming in for the meeting on Monday.
Yeah, last minute.
Vacation.
Mm-hmm. Legislative, the session starts next week. They're all starting to arrive right now. We know there are a few education bills pre-filed. One regarding reading by third grade, and possible funding being tied to that. The beginning of the bills never indicate the ending of the bills, but we are midway through the technical sessions, so all legislation will die at the end of this session. So if they don't get it through now, they'll have to refile it again next year if they still want to try and pass something like that. I personally believe it's very difficult to get a bill through anyway, and an education bill like this that hasn't been rolled out prior to the beginning of the session starting for school districts to kind of look at it, I think they'll have a big uphill battle. So we'll see what it looks like. There are no suggested cuts from the governor. He rolled out a bill that basically looks, a budget that basically looks like what they ended with this year, this past year. And so there's no cuts that are written in at this point. There is a full PFD, and there is pulling $1.5 billion from savings, basically bringing down the CBR to zero. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to solve the problem of a deficit budget. But see how it goes. Just the beginning. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but we are attending the fly-in, Erica, Sarah, and myself. So we'll go up and talk to them as well as AASB members as well. Talk about that. No negotiations policy. It looks like there's a meeting, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of picking up where we left off as far as we got.
Okay, that's January 30th, 3:15 p.m. in the district office. If anyone has a strong desire to serve on the policy committee long term, come and take a seat. Listen in. Jay, anything with technology?
Not this time, no.
And Katie, anything with wellness?
We have a wellness meeting this Thursday, right? This Thursday, the 16th. Here?
Yep, I think it's
yes,
in here.
I won't be able to attend.
Is it 3:30? The wellness meeting is on Thursday in here.
3:30. I have 3:30 written down.
Sorry, I have another meeting too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I know though.
Okay. And special recognitions, we've heard during Heather's report that our fifth grade teacher, Dan Sullivan, was chosen as the School Band and Orchestra Magazine's 2019's 22nd annual class of 50 directors who make a difference. So congratulations to Dan Sullivan. We are glad that we have you on our staff in our district. There is no old business. We'll move right into new business. We have property insurance review. We don't have a motion. We'd just like to invite Ms. Susan Erickson from Petersburg Wrangell Insurance to provide an update regarding insurance trends. And she'll also be available to answer questions. And usually she has some fascinating information for us.
So well, thank you for that. Good evening. Happy to be here again. And thanks for the opportunity to come up here and talk to you guys, hopefully on a level of understanding that you get a little bit about the coverage that the district has. It's our pleasure to represent the district, and thank you very much. I thought I'd start out by refreshing your memory on what we actually do down there in case you forget, you know, every once in a while. So part of our job is to understand the risk that's involved for the school district, for all of you as board members, and then for the campus itself. And so we're kind of the liaison to help out management here in the district office to recognize changes in your procedures which might have risk, and then deciding what do we do with that risk. Do we notify the insurance people and transfer the risk to them? Do we assume some of the risk ourselves and contractually try and pass it off on the users, say, of facilities or whatever we can do? Our job is also to look at changes in your policies and procedures to see if there might be an inadvertent effect on the insurance that you just don't even think, wow, never thought of that, you know. And then we help a little bit on claims, not at all regarding work comp. We don't get involved with that at all, but property claims and if there are other type of liability claims. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of a hiccup on a student accident claim, and, you know, we'll provide a little bit of guidance along the way there. But that's what we're doing in the background here. Then once a year, coming up pretty soon here, we're going to request new applications, and then we get quotes for the coming year based on what the district's needs are. Last year, we went out and we shopped, shall we say, the district insurance, because it's a big expense. I mean, the property and casualty, for sure.
let alone the health insurance. That's another disaster. But we did get alternate quotes this year with the JIA, AML-JIA, and they were absolutely not competitive for Petersburg School District, not at all. So we thanked them, and then we remained this year with Alaska Public Entities. This year we signed a 3-year contract with Alaska Public Entities. About every 3 years we go out to market again and see, you know, we have a fiduciary responsibility to say, are we doing the best job we can for the district? And if we are, we switch. You know, as long as it's comparable product and a fair price, we do. But we've been with Alaska Public Entities now for many years because they've really been doing a dynamite job. That doesn't mean to say they might not have a lion's share of claims coming up in the next couple of years, that we might revisit that, which is why we revisit it about every 3 years. So what happened last year is the rates went up. We won't beat around the bush. They went up. The good news, there was one good part was workers' compensation. Those rates went down, and the Petersburg School District, our own experience modification based on claims within our employee base, that plummeted, which is, yes, that's a good thing. So the educational piece to our employees about how to do their jobs in a more safe manner or just be more alert for safety concerns have benefited the district now at a really great time because all of the other insurance prices were going up, but our workers' compensation went down and cushioned it slightly. Let's just say financially it was slightly with the increase because the property insurance went up a lot. And I know the reinsurance market, you know, so anyway, we buy insurance, right? And the insurance companies, they have to buy insurance because they might go insolvent someday too, which they won't, but they, you know, whatever. And so then you've got the reinsurance layer up here. And the reinsurance market worldwide is really nervous. I mean, nobody sitting here is unaware of wildfires in Australia, wildfires in California, wildfires in Alaska. It's bad out there. So globally, the reinsurance market is really kind of nervous. And last year, our property rates took a hit. Not so bad, but they did take a hit. Globally, again, we look at the casualty, the liability side. They're nervous about what's going on there. In that world too. There have been a huge increase in claims regarding employment practices liability and allegations of harassment of different types from the general public and from employees. So the public entity providers are apprehensive about what's happening out there. And if you do follow the news, here in our great state of Alaska, there have been some multi-million dollar claims for really sad things that have happened. Mm-hmm. And that, unfortunately, the trend is that's not going to go away. In California, in Oregon, in Washington, those types of claims are picking up momentum, which means it's going to make its way here also. We've been insulated for a long time, but the world catches up to us here, and bad people do bad things, and you know we're doing training that we're frontline on how to deal with these things. I know you guys have spent a lot of time on some of your procedures for on campus, who's allowed on campus, who's not allowed on campus. I know within the district we've, you know, people get disgruntled about different things from time to time, and we see more people reaching out, expecting someone else to take care of them. So there's apprehension out there. I'd even go so far as to call it unrest. So as we look towards this coming year, I'm a little bit nervous. And if I'm a little bit nervous about it, that means that we all should be a little bit nervous about it. I'd love to be saying, hey, let's talk flat, but I'm not thinking flat this year. Mm-hmm. I'll know more in, Karen needs to know like tomorrow, but I will know more in March by April, we have our applications submitted. By the middle of May, which is really too late, but by the middle of May, we'll have our pricing on it. But I don't think it's going to be pretty. Fortunately, Alaska Public Entities, who we've been with for all these years, property-wise, we're, if you see who our members are, we're kind of out of the wildfire region. Thankfully. That doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have fires here in Petersburg that destroy public buildings. You know, it happens everywhere. But that's good. It's the liability side of it that, you know, that's the dangerous one. And last year, are you ready? Do you want to know how much it went up for the liability only? 80% increase. 80%. Well, 80% of 10 bucks is, you know, that's not a big deal. 80% of our liability premium is a lot of cash. So we're hoping we won't see anything like that. Work comp. Hey, there's good news again on work comp front. The rates have gone down for 2020 again. So we're looking at probably at least 12% decrease in work comp, which is the biggest chunk, I think, of our insurance premium anyway. So that's good. But that liability, at big increases like that, starts eating away at the decrease on that one. So anyway, it's kind of a nerve-wracking time right now, even though the stock market may be doing well, and that's where everybody makes their money in theory, right? It's not on your premiums. It's on their other investments. But when that gets a little bit nervous, the election year and all that kind of stuff, and then the claims that we've seen, people start to draw back. You know, it's like they're starting to hibernate just a little bit. We need a year of no claims. And if we have a year of no claims, we're going to celebrate. We're gonna put that new roof on this building. It'll all work out. But in the meantime, I'm nervous. And I just throw that out there. I don't know how we can continue to squeeze our budget here and encourage our staff that this is the best place to work, which we know it is.
It is.
We know it is. Unless it's Petersburg Ring Insurance, of course. but we want to encourage as much as we can our staff, recognizing that things get tight and unfortunately some things we have to let go of them. Speaking of letting go of things or being cautious, this time of year, and I know last year I talked about it too. Funny, the weather was exactly the same a year ago when we did this. The space heaters under everyone's desk, for anybody listening out there, unplug them at night for sure. Because if you walk over and you feel those cords over there, if those cords are warm, yikes, it's a potential problem. So, one last thing too. In terms of property values, they came here like 8 years ago and they inspected every single building in terms of value to see what they're worth. And just yesterday, they sent out a new spreadsheet about increasing the amounts that the buildings are insured for, trending for inflation. And it was very curious to me, and hopefully to you guys too, the cost per square foot to insure a building like this. You know, we used to say $350 a square foot, and we're like, $350? Well, anyway, the new value on this building, which is one giant building here, they estimate at $444 a square foot, which is a lot of money. And just out of curiosity, I looked, the elementary school, they're estimating at $427 a square foot, and the admin building at 424. There's not much to that building. You know, it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Double wide.
Yeah, but compliance with ADA and all of the updates that are required here for safety are driving that at $444 a square foot. So that's why things are so expensive to rebuild. So they're going to want to go up a little bit. Actually, 1.3 million increase in total insured value. That translates only to a couple hundred dollars. It's not very much at all. Sounds like a lot, but for property, it's not. But I just want to let you know that they've increased, which they should. You know, you don't want to not have enough insurance, that's for sure. Any questions? Well, hearing none, thank you so much for all that you guys do to make this a fantastic school district, which it is, so much so that my two boys who graduated from the system, I'm telling you, they were on the ground 24 hours, and they were back in the school here visiting their friends, but also the teachers. The teachers have made huge differences in their lives, and they treat them as mentors and want to come back and thank them for everything that they do. So kudos to all of the staff here and to you guys. And Irene, Joe, best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time tonight. Yeah,